else have that colleague that taps you for an annual fundraiser? I have that colleague. And with the podcast, I wanted to know a whole lot more about the California Coast Classic. It's a bike tour to benefit the Arthritis Foundation. Oh, yeah. Okay, welcome to my guest, to Olympic and Bundy. Thanks for coming in. Did anybody here ride their bike here? Randy did? Yes? Yes.
Yes, I did.
Come on, Randy.
Randy's fully representing. All right, I'll have my guests introduce themselves. Randy being my colleague, why don't you start first?
I'm Randy Evans. I work here at Fox Television and been riding this ride for 11 years.
Wow. Okay, so let me just paint a picture for everybody. Randy is one of our editors. He's one of our cameramen. And he comes to work on his bicycle in the full bike gear, you know, like the serious kind of ride, the serious bike, the serious rider, the serious uniform. Yes. Randy, how did you get into bike riding?
I was doing it when I was a kid in Florida because I was too young to drive. So it was kind of necessity was the mother of that one.
So just a few years ago.
Yeah, just a few years ago.
And with that, I'll introduce the second voice you just heard there. Nancy.
Yes. Hi, my name is Nancy Travis. I am an actress. I'm on a couple things right now, Last Man Standing on Fox and The Kaminsky Method on Netflix. And
those little shows.
Those little shows.
You might have heard of them.
Yes. And I did the California Coast Classic last year. Was my very first time. And have lived to tell the tale. So I'm here to spread the news.
Not just any ride. Randy, it's how many miles?
A little over 525.
And Nancy, it starts where and ends where?
San Francisco and ends in Los Angeles. And it's 8 days long.
Oh, so you see why I'm just a donor.
And yeah.
Not yet a participant. I have a bicycle, but not like you guys.
Okay. So far.
Okay. And the next voice, Shannon, go ahead.
I'm Shannon Moran Cox. I'm the ride director, and I work for the Arthritis Foundation.
And she says, so far. You think I'm going to do this 8-day ride?
Oh, I just can't wait until you do.
Really? Okay, that's why you're on the podcast to hear all about it. But first, the main question is, it benefits the Arthritis Foundation. How did you all get involved with that? So, Shannon, you've been with the organization how long?
Almost 4 years.
Okay, so you know it inside and out.
I do.
Yes. Was there a calling to this organization?
You know, I was a volunteer for a number of years, and then I volunteered for the California Coast Classic. I had so much fun and thought it was such an extraordinary event and a great group of people that I changed my career and decided to do this full time.
Wow. How many riders do the ride?
250.
Making their way from San Francisco to Los Angeles.
Yes.
I can see you would need a director for that.
Yes. We do.
Okay. Randy, your interest with this organization?
I started it off, it was a personal challenge for a fitness challenge. There was a little flyer in a goodie bag. I'd never gone on any organized ride until down in San Diego. And it was a little goodie bag. It said, ride the coast. And it was a challenge I'd always wanted to make come true. And I said, well, I'm not going to do this unless it's supported. I wouldn't ride down the coast by myself.
And this is not just any ride down. This is like almost the whole coast of California, almost.
Yeah, but the prettiest
not
part.
Not all of it.
But it's the best looking part.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. So you came to the organization for the fitness part of it.
Right.
Not necessarily an arthritis concern or
no.
a family concern with that?
No.
Wow. So basically anybody who wants to ride can take part in this ride?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Right.
Nancy, what drew you to it?
My attraction was twofold, basically. At first, I saw an advertisement for the ride, and I thought, oh, wouldn't this be a great adventure to ride down the coast of California, which I know is beautiful. I live here. And additionally, my mother was a lifetime sufferer of rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay.
And I the ride coupled with doing something in her name to posthumously help her, I guess, was attractive to me.
Okay. Is it fair to say, Shannon, that we all probably know somebody who suffers from arthritis?
It is. It's actually the leading cause of disability in our country.
Oh.
It affects 1 in 4 adults and over 300,000 children. So I think it touches every family.
I have a friend, and it's very debilitating for her sometimes just to walk up stairs.
Yes. And I think most people are cognizant of osteoarthritis that we mostly get as we age, but there's over 100 forms of arthritis, and it can, you know, really be debilitating for young people, for children.
And it's inflammation with the joints?
Yes, exactly.
All over the body?
Yes, yes. And it causes pain and fatigue, and it really sidelines you from your life.
Any age?
Any age.
Any age. I want to add something to that also. Go ahead, Nancy. It is a disease that doesn't really get a lot of attention for whatever reason. It's a chronic disease. You don't get better from it. There is no cure. There are a lot of drugs that are being tried and therapies, but there is no cure. And it's excruciatingly painful. And I know just from watching my mom, coupled with the pain and dealing with the burden of the disease, is it can be very depressing. Yeah. And people that have it suffer from that as well.
Can you paint the picture that you want to paint, to share the story of your mom?
Only that... My mother had it from the moment I was born, and I watched it get progressively worse. And she had a very severe form of rheumatoid arthritis. And as her child went with her when she got gold injections, which was an earlier treatment for it, and tried all different types of drug therapies, different types of exercises, different types of diets. And it just is a very harrowing thing to witness, much less to go through.
So, Shannon, are there medications that can curb the pain?
Yes, we have actually made some really wonderful advancements. We actually do a lot of scientific advancements and research, and there's a lot of initiatives around that. We fund fellowships because there's a shortage of rheumatologists. But yes, we've come a long way. We still have a long way to go, and we won't stop until we do find a cure. But for the moment, we have a lot of treatments that are helping.
And so the fundraising, that is what the ride's all about. So Randy, you are a rider. As you're doing this ride, how are you feeling about the cause that you're riding for? When does that speak to you along the ride?
The second year that I took the ride, I was paired with a young rider. She felt that she wasn't feeling safe riding on Highway 1. And so I said, well, don't worry, I'll ride behind you. And it wasn't until the second day that I found out that she had arthritis. Mm-hmm. And I would have had no idea before, because there was nothing to me that said that she had arthritis.
And here she's doing this 8-day ride.
And here she was doing this 8-day ride. Wow. Now, it's not always the case with everybody. Yeah. But she said, I've got it in every joint except my jaw. And
no
I
kidding.
Sat there and I said, well. So she ended up, it changed her career path from working in kindergarten to trying to be a therapist so she could work with families, so that if someone comes in, like a young teen girl, where do I turn to? What's open for me? And, you know, counseling for the parents. So she went through, she didn't ride with us for about 2 or 3 years, and she went through and got her master's, and she's now at Children's Hospital, Los Angeles.
So she is living with arthritis.
Yes, her name's Lori Miller.
All right, Lori, yeah. Good yeah. job there on that ride. So I'm wondering, with the ride, do you find that there are a lot of people with arthritis that are actually doing the ride?
Yes, yeah. absolutely. Yeah. Cycling tends to be a sport that people who have inflammation and pain and fatigue are still able to do for mm-hmm. whatever reason. It's a good sport if you have arthritis.
You don't have the impact yes. of the, like, say, running.
Yeah, so a lot of former runners are switch over to cycling. Mm-hmm. So yes.
I also want to add, too, and you could probably contribute more about this also, Shannon, is one of the most rewarding parts of the ride was we would have guests come to speak to the riders after the day's ride. And often they were people that had arthritis, and often they were children. And to hear their stories and how they are dealing with and living their lives with this disease was really profound. And I know that doesn't the ride contribute to camps for
yes.
juvenile
yes. I saw that
arthritis?
On your website.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of our favorite things. So we do have youth camps, and I think that any disease or any chronic pain that kind of keeps you out of doing what you love to do is very isolating.
Yes.
And what we found is individuals and families, they feel like, how do I deal with this? I don't know anyone. I don't know any other kids who have arthritis. So
I actually didn't know children had arthritis.
Yes.
And is something you're born with?
Not necessarily. It can develop, and there are different triggers and different causes. Some of it is genetic. It can be. So, yeah, various things. But one thing that does seem to help is connecting them together with other families and other kids. They have life-changing experiences at our camps because everything is modified. They can do the horseback riding. They can do the swimming. They can do the archery. And they just it changes their life.
And just sharing in the conversations, I'm sure, amongst one another. You know, to share what you're going through. And yeah. So Nancy, all along the route, do you find that there are different kind of examples of why you all are there?
Well, in that sense, in terms of just inspiration in that way, but just as a group of riders riding, I find that riding together and having this cause that we're all riding for united us all in a way that broke down any barrier. There was no competition. I mean, if there was any competition, it was with oneself to get through the day.
Exactly. I can imagine.
But we all just got very close very fast and enjoyed riding with each other. And one day you'd start out riding with somebody and then an hour later you'd be riding with somebody else. And then at the end of the day, we would all have a meal together and talk about the day and talk about the ride and talk about where we ached
I want to hear all about it. So first off, you got to train for something like this. Nobody does a ride like this from San Francisco to L.A. without prepping. I mean, I have a bicycle. I'm not going to jump on this ride tomorrow because you got to get ready. Yeah, Randy, how do you start?
First thing is make sure that you're fit to your bike, and that's really an essential. A good bike, a bike that you feel comfortable with. That was the one thing that I was very surprised at. What a difference to have to be actually fit to your bike so that your knees are working. You're not doing anything where, it hurts over here or anything like that. You get on a bike and it's fine.
I got a bike this year, and I had no idea that they fit you on your bicycle.
Yeah.
So you got to go to a bicycle shop and get fit.
Yeah, that's probably the best. Yeah, that was a game changer. The second thing is you've got to put in some mileage. And
as in train?
Yeah, well, as in you've got to go ahead and do some riding. But the best thing that helped me was I trained for day one, which is an 85-mile ride. And there's a lot of climbing at the beginning.
Wow.
But you're also a little nervous about it because you say, what are we going to, it's the nervous excitement of a first day. And I found out if I went and rode from where I live down to Palos Verdes and did the switchbacks, it was just enough climbing, just enough distance that, day one was just a piece of cake. And when I started doing more hills, the things that I hated, it became easier and I got stronger.
I hate you so much right now. I mean, day one, 85 miles, it was easy.
It's easier.
I had a nightmare about that day one. And I knew I would probably get through day one, but I didn't think I'd be able to get out of bed for day two, which is another 75 or some ridiculous amount of miles.
And?
I mean, I did it. I mean, I was more stunned and shocked at myself. I mean, I went into this thinking, this will be fun. We'll ride down the coast. I didn't own a bike. I don't ride a bike. I'm not a bike rider.
You didn't train? You weren't geared
Well,
up for
I
this?
Did ultimately.
Okay.
So I bought a bike and I thought, okay, so how hard can it be?
I don't know. San Fran to LA, I'm thinking pretty hard.
And Shannon kept saying, just, in a lighthearted way, just make sure you ride and train. It's easy. Anybody can do it.
Anyone can do it.
It's challenging.
It's
So even I just had to learn how to ride a bike. I had to ride a race bike and how to clip your feet into these pedals. Mm-hmm. And
so how long before the event did you actually start practicing?
I'm trying to remember when I signed up.
You called me in the
months?
In the spring.
Yeah, and
I
September.
Bought the bike and I started riding, but just riding around my neighborhood, not this Palos Verdes switchbacks. But I found the whole cycling community is huge and also very welcoming. And right from when I bought the bike at the bike store, there was a riding group that left from the bike store. Mm-hmm. And so I rode with them, and then I met people in that group, and then they invited me to ride with them. And so I slowly realized what would be required to do this. But even so, I showed up for the first day, and I thought, I have never ridden 85 miles. This is going to be wow.
And you survived the ride?
You survived the ride, and I think, I mean, for me, I would see a hill, and I was told there were going to be hills. I would see a hill coming up, put the bike in the lowest gear, right. Gear number one. I'd put my head down and just...
just like that.
To get to the top. And then, you know, when you get to the top and you look out and you are rewarded with this vista that is literally breathtaking, it psychs you up for the hill that you see coming up in front of you.
Well, even having a bicycle that I bought at a yard sale this year just to get outdoors with one of my colleagues here, just riding from our station here, Olympic and Bundy, all the way to the beach, I notice all these businesses I've never seen and little landmarks, because when you're on a bicycle, you're kind of looking around, you're taking in the smells, and I've never seen that Italian restaurant before. I just drove right by it. So the things that you see, it's just a different world on a bicycle. So Shannon, my question for you is, how many newcomers do you have each year? A lot of newbies?
A lot of newbies, but more veteran riders who do the ride year after year, like Randy. It's kind of equal parts family reunion, you know, fitness challenge, your do good thing that you do for the year that attaches to your, you know, your charitable side, and just your vacation kind of all rolled into one.
A working vacation in a way. Yes.
No, people take this as their vacation.
It's also really liberating because the ride is organized so well. Well, kudos to you. So all you have to worry about is your body on your bike. You're not carrying a bag. You don't have to have anything. It's just you on your bike getting from one place to the next.
Okay, so you start the ride in San Francisco. You do day one and you camp. Is it in tents or where do you stay?
There's tents. There's hotels. So it's kind of
I do not camp.
Okay. All right. Hotel for one. Okay.
Randy, yes, you camp? Have your choice.
I'm a camper.
Okay. Wow. And so you guys truck the tents?
We do. So we're kind of a traveling circus. I always joke that we sort of roll into Santa Cruz, which is our destination for day one, and we set everything up. So we have a shower truck that has really nice accommodations. We have our social hour. So when you roll into camp, you can have a local taste of beer and wine. We have a caterer that travels with us that's phenomenal. And so we set everything up. We have your gear there, and we have our mechanics. We have our massage crew. And when you roll into camp,
massage
it's all
crew.
There.
How in demand is the massage crew?
Very in demand. They're very popular. Very popular.
Okay. Is day one the hardest?
It is.
Are you ready?
I would say it is, because mentally it is. Because you've just now, your bike has been away from you because you shipped it up. And so now you're on your bike. And I did something different last year. I actually went for what we call day zero. And it gave me one extra day to get ready.
She got up there early.
Yeah, and I'd never gone... I'd never gone across the Golden Gate Bridge on my bike.
Oh, fun.
And we did it early, and there are a lot of commuters, and those guys are serious. You better watch out. They'll run you down. And I'm talking about the bike commuters.
Oh, how funny. Well, but that would be a question about safety, too. With that many riders, how do you – I'm sure safety first, yes?
Absolutely. That's our number one thing. It's a very well-organized ride. We pull the proper permits. We take all the proper precautions in areas where we need to put additional signage. We do. There's one area where we close a lane. So safety first, always.
We rode along the freeway at one point, and I mean, cars are going
not
by.
On the freeway.
On the freeway.
Well, on the shoulder
side.
Of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But close enough to get blown around.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a little scary.
A little scary.
But it is fully supported. So if there's ever a section that you don't feel comfortable riding, or if your legs are just done for the day, you hop in one of our vans, they put your bike on top, and they take you where you want to go.
Or if you have any trouble whatsoever, or your tire blows and you don't know how to change it, the van will come by and make sure and help you.
So you get to camp first night. Are you just exhausted? Are your legs like rubber? Randy?
Yeah. Yes, a little.
Not just your legs.
Shoulders, back, everything.
Everything. Yeah. You're sitting in that saddle for a long time. Yes.
at least 7 hours plus.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, and it seems that, I don't know how Shanna does it, but it seems like she says it's 85 miles on the daily route guide, but it seems to get longer and longer on that one little stretch. And I said, is Santa Cruz moving? Is it getting away from us? And that's what I was thinking for about the first 3 years. I said, they're kidding me. Uh-huh.
Trail magic, I don't know.
Oh, okay, trail magic.
And then that first night, do you find that you sleep soundly, or is it toss and
turn? Oh, yeah.
Yes, you're out.
Oh, yep. Out. Yes.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lights are out at like 8:30.
Yeah.
And good night.
You don't have to talk us into it. We comply.
Yeah, right.
Especially if you get a good massage.
Yeah. And then you're up early, like 7 a.m. kind of thing?
Yeah, there's a little earlier. Usually the generators from the truck going nearby, if you're camping, that's what your wake-up call is. Mm-hmm. And so you've got to get things going, because the earlier that you start, you kind of try to time it so that the maximum heat, you will get through the hardest part before the maximum heat comes through, because heat seems to take it out of me.
Well, yeah,
me too.
I'm just thinking, yeah, September, it's still hot in California.
Oh, yeah.
In September.
Last year was kind of cool.
Last year was cool, except there was one day going through Santa Ynez. Through there, I thought,
Fox and Canyon Road.
That was super hot. Yeah. Oh, that was the worst day for me.
Yeah, I've been on it when it was 109 degrees up there, and it was 103 coming out of Big Sur the third year I rode it,
It's not like
No shade.
Because most of the coast, you're either right by the ocean, and so there's a great breeze, or there's a canopy of trees somewhere. Yeah, so that was hard that day.
Okay, so day number two, you get to where?
You go from Santa Cruz to Monterey.
Oh, and I've never been to Monterey.
Oh, how you beautiful. Have to go. It's so beautiful.
You can see every house. We've got one guy who grew up there, and Dale Lipp used to give us the big Monterey tour, and he used to work as a lifeguard down at Pebble Beach. And so he would say, well, this is where you need to stop for this. And they make the best sandwiches here. And it was really kind of funny because we would take the Dale tour.
I got to think the people that you meet have to be so amazing. And I did hiking camp. And to this day, I'm friends with a girl I met from England. And when I went to Europe this summer, haven't seen her in years, stopped and stayed with her in England. I'd met her for a week, 1 week. Yes, yeah, it's this kind of funny little bond that you have with people that in a shared experience. Have you found that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. And just even you're riding and people are going by and honking and waving. Yeah. And we went into Cayucos and got free coffee. They were like, yay, come in here, everybody, you riders, go. So it's all in all, it's a great experience.
And then do you have people come out along the route from different communities? Yeah, Randy says yes. Yeah, tell me about that, Shannon.
Well, we have honorees who are local in many of the locations that we go through. I think Nancy alluded to them earlier. Mm-hmm. So usually an individual, a child or a teen or even an adult who has arthritis to come out and kind of share their story, because we are fundraising, but we're also raising awareness. As we said, a lot of people don't realize that it's a growing health crisis, so we're really trying to bring attention.
It's a growing health crisis?
Absolutely.
How so?
Well, there's now, I think I mentioned, 1 in 4. When I started working for the foundation a little less than 4 years ago, it was 1 in 5. It was 1 in 5. So it's definitely growing, and it's expected to become much worse by, within the next 10 years.
And is there a reason for that?
There's a number of reasons. environmental triggers, genetics, and all kinds of things.
Do you find in America there are greater or fewer numbers with cases of arthritis? Is there any kind of correlation that way?
I'm not sure how it compares to the rest of the world, to be honest. Sorry. I could find out.
I'm just curious. I didn't know how it all worked. Okay, so you're raising awareness. I would ask you too, Randy and Nancy, since you have done the ride, what would you want people to know about arthritis, the Arthritis Foundation?
I would want people to know that the Arthritis Foundation is doing good work, and it is not just working to bring awareness, but to get a cure, to bring relief. And I think that, for lack of a better way to say it, arthritis is not a very sexy disease. I mean, it's not the popular disease that everyone in Hollywood is doing a fundraiser for and people are wearing ribbons for, and not that those, I mean, you can't really stack diseases up, but it just arthritis is kind of the invisible stepsister. No one is really talking about it. And everybody, like we said, knows somebody that suffers from arthritis.
Right.
It's probably in our futures as well. So, yeah. I mean, it's definitely something to be concerned about.
Is it a fatal disease?
It can be.
It can be.
Sometimes complications and... Yeah, it can affect, it can be systemic, which means it affects your entire body and your organs. Mm. And in those cases, it can be fatal. Also, some of the medications have side effects, so there can be a lot of complications.
Gotcha. Well, I think of the two people I know that have arthritis, and just to see them in pain, you know, you never want to see a loved one in pain. It's hard to see. Okay. So, Nancy, you are a big fundraiser for this, yes?
I try to be.
Top fundraiser of the 2018 California Coast Classic Bike Tour.
Yes.
Congrats. Very nice of you.
Yes.
How many favors did you call in at work?
Everybody.
Yeah.
And you know what? I was very pleased to see how many people just stepped forward and really, really gave generously. People that... I wouldn't have even imagined could afford to give as generously as they did.
And very nice.
Yes. But people, and what they all said was, this matters. This is important. Mm-hmm. And also, we knew your mom, and we want to do this in honor of her. So, I mean, it really was a great thing.
Very nice. So, Randy, I guess I feel guilty now that I'm not more of a generous donor. Come to think of
it
now.
Well, I was going to talk to you about that, but the microphones are on right now, and we can't reveal our technique. But
what kind of support have you found amongst colleagues and friends?
Just as Nancy said, people who I didn't think would be as generous have just surprised me. In fact, I'm completely humbled by the support. And this year I've had several people double donate large amounts, which really is surprising. Not to derail from this particular topic, but I do think that that's one of the hardest things for me. Nancy said she didn't feel that she was trained or prepared well enough for the riding. I think the fundraising was one of the hardest things for me.
That's hard for
the 11 years. But getting back to what it means, when we ride into camp and you see the honorees, I was very surprised. The first stop in Santa Cruz 2 years ago, there was a lady who had two children. One had the arthritis. The other one was the victim of being the other sibling. And she said something that really stuck to me. She said, "When I see you riders come in, I see hope."
Yeah.
And I said, "Wait a minute. We're just riding our bikes." Mm-hmm. But I never saw who was standing behind us that she could see.
Yeah.
So she felt that that was a pretty important thing. The next day, we come into Santa Cruz, and here is the father of one of the honorees. And he says, "You know, this is my favorite time of year because when I see you riders, I see hope." And I'm looking around. Is this a
I would think so.
Yeah.
And he said,
"You guys are taking time out of your schedules to do this, to raise the money." Mm-hmm. And I was surprised. But they see hope. And that hope is the stuff that can get you through. Because arthritis really sucks.
I think it shows that people care.
Yeah.
And I'm sure when you're in pain, you feel a lot of isolation.
Yeah, but you don't feel alone. You know, I felt that this was a charity ride, and Nancy said, you know, we're doing good work, but you don't really think about what it does. I mean, if people see hope, that's you got a start.
Wow, that's powerful.
If they see hope.
Yeah. So the fundraising part of it, how do you, Shannon, coax your riders to put it out there?
Well, I really believe that anyone can do the ride, the physical training, and anyone can do the fundraising if you're willing to ask. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have everyone on the spectrum. There's a $3,300 to $3,500 minimum. And many people go above and beyond, like Randy and like Nancy. But I think if you're willing to just put it out there, tell people confidently what you're doing, why it's important to you. I think when people see that you're riding from San Francisco to mm-hmm. LA, that's a big gesture, and they mm-hmm. want to support it. And if it's that meaningful to you, then they want to stand behind you. So,
well, I know you have it quite organized with the letters that you send out to us, Randy. And Randy, you're always so grateful to, you know, be an advocate and show. I'm riding your bike to work right there. You're just an advocate right there of this fitness lifestyle. and we just support you with this event. Okay, so day number three, you get to where?
Big Sur, everyone's favorite day.
Big Sur.
Oh, that was great. Yeah.
But that's gorgeous.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
I did not camp, but I stayed in a great place. What was that, the place? It was these.
The Big Sur Lodge.
Yeah, their cabins, and we all just hung out. It was wonderful. Everywhere we stayed was nothing fancy, but we're all the ones that aren't camping.
I'm thinking you're so tired, you're like, just a bed, please. Just a place to put my head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and then the next day you go where?
Cambria.
Okay.
That's a long
it is.
Day. That's like, oh, the boy. One that I was afraid of on the first year.
Is that the one through along PCH?
It's not PCH.
It's
we call it Two Turn Tuesday because you start off, you come out of Big Sur at the lodge, and immediately you're slapped with a hill climb. Oh. I mean, right out of the bag. And who put this hill here? And then it's up and down for probably half to two-thirds the ride. When we get to Ragged Point, you are happy as all get out.
Okay.
And you'll even stop and eat big there because you survived.
Okay. And Shannon, next up?
Then we are in Oceano, which is near Pismo Beach.
Okay. And then next?
To Buellton, which is Santa Ynez area.
Okay.
Foxton Canyon, all the wineries.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Is there wine along the way?
Yes.
One of our rest stop and aid stations is at a winery, actually.
Okay, so you're seeing a lot of Southern California, not even Southern, California.
It is the tour. It is, it's every beautiful place that we have here. I mean, it's gorgeous.
Okay, next stop?
Ventura.
Ooh, that's the home stretch.
Yes.
That's got to smell like home, right?
Yeah, it's our last night is in Ventura.
And are you finding riders? Because I looked at your website, and there are a couple of rides. So riders have to be coming in from all over for this. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They do, definitely.
It's not just a California thing.
No.
International.
A large concentration of riders from California, but people come from the Midwest, the East Coast,
Great
internationally,
Britain.
Yeah, Canada.
Right.
You know, we had some from Israel the year I was there, people from Jamaica, people from New Zealand. We had New Zealand. Because this particular bike tour is one of the most scenic, and in fact, it's been recognized in one of the cycling magazines as probably not only the best organized, Ms. Shannon, but also one of the most beautiful rides that you can take.
I love that. A bike tour.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not a race.
It's not.
No.
It's not a race. And I just also want to comment on the fact that not everybody is riding a bike necessarily. Some people are on e-bikes. There was a woman riding an elliptical. That's how she was getting through. I mean, I've heard people have done unicycles.
Yes.
Unicycles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tandems.
The whole way?
Right. Yep. Tandem
recumbents.
Bikes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. We've got some on the recumbent trikes.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah.
Those are neat bikes. Okay, so if obviously you can't all go in one pack. I'm sure some people are going faster than others and some are slower than others. How does that work?
Well, you have about an hour time to eat, after you eat breakfast, to ride out from camp. So people start at different times. It's not like a mass start. It's very casual. You go at your own pace. So some people leave camp and they just can't wait to get to the next one. They'll yell out their number as they go through the checkpoint because they don't even want to stop. They want to get to camp or they want to get to their hotel, and that's how they like to ride. Others like to stop and smell the roses, have lunch, take pictures, do some sightseeing.
And others are just slow.
Well, I remember.
I just want to say, when we were going along Highway 1 through coming out of Big Sur, I just remember pedaling and just going through every pop song I could in my head just to distract myself from the agony of it all. And I see riders coming back down that
to
big
do it
hill.
Again.
To do it again.
And then
what
a
is
third
wrong
time.
With people?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some real sick people. They try to rub it in.
They live it. They love it. Yeah.
I remember when I did the hiking camp that I did, I trained a little bit for it. I thought I was going to be fine. I literally was the worst shape. My friend that I met from England, she and I were the last ones on every hike. We were so exhausted. We were so slow. And I'm thinking, I'm in fairly good shape. But boy, they really, they were on me on that one. They just hiked right past me.
I think people have the opposite experience from what I've been told. There's a variety of fitness levels. Some people are, have a lot of expertise as cyclists and, they really know what they're doing. Others are brand new to the sport. Mm. And, you know, some people go fast, some people go very slow. We always say that, you know, we have a group of riders and they pride themselves on being the last ones in every day. So people are always afraid they're going to be last.
Badge
you
of
will
honor.
Not be last.
It's I just want listeners to know you keep looking over here at me.
No,
you
I don't.
Say this slower. I am. I actually, I consoled myself with saying, okay, Nancy, you'll never be last, except one of the days I'm riding and the van comes by and he says, how you doing? You okay? Yeah, yeah, thumbs up, good. I said, how many, like, where am I? He said, you're last.
Oh, you actually like, were literally last.
Last.
Well, like, somebody's okay. Got to be last.
Am I close?
Somebody's got to carry that.
Nancy, you did great. Wow. You were amazing.
I know. I had a great time. It was really, really wonderful. And I'm so impressed with myself
right.
That I achieved it.
Yes.
Yeah, in a short time.
She had
from
quite
ground
a group
zero.
Going with her, too. She Nancy's, you know, it's kind of like a little,
my little
biker
posse.
Gang.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah.
And so you pull into Los Angeles. It ends where?
At Pacific Palisades, Pali High.
Okay. And our friends, family, colleagues waiting there for you?
Yes.
There's the welcoming committee?
Yeah, it's great. We ride down PCH through Malibu, which is probably, frankly, the most treacherous part of the ride, really, because of the PCH and the traffic and the cars, and there's no... Yeah, and there's really no...
But they got to see you coming.
Yeah. And then we pull off into a staging area and everyone gathers and we all gather and then we ride together as one into the school. And it's moving. It's really,
I would think,
really
so.
Incredible.
And then do you sleep for a month?
Yes.
Randy's on the bike the next day.
Well,
you take a break.
No, you take a little bit of a break. But I remember the one year that we had a detour because of the landslide. And so we had more vertical climbing, and Shannon or someone said, well, if you only climb a few hundred more feet, then you've done what Mount Everest is. And I said, really?
Wow.
So I've always prided myself since we used to, when I started back in the olden days, we used to end up in Santa Monica proper. And so I've always ridden from the Pali High back home, and I'm like 9 miles home from there.
Wow.
And it was a lot of fun to do. But I did the extra climbs. I went down in the little canyon in Chautauqua and then came back up. And I just made it by like 15 feet. And I said, yes.
I got to think, though, every muscle in your body's got to hurt. No?
Well.
No?
You know, you're weary.
Think back, Nancy.
Think back. No, I am. I mean, I don't remember like, oh, my muscles are so terribly. I was weary. I was just body tired.
Yeah.
But. Well, there's one good antidote to that, and I didn't do it because I was such a frugal person. I never paid to go and get the massages until the third year. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
What a difference.
It
really helps you recover.
Okay.
And the recovery is, you can ride the next day strong.
Really? You don't sleep for, I would think you'd sleep for a week straight.
No, not really.
Wow.
I mean, it's just.
Wow. Okay.
I just had chores to do at home when I got back.
I think you're in such good condition by the time you get back.
Yeah.
Even if you haven't fully trained, I think you're trained by day 8.
Yeah.
1,000%.
But the one thing we miss is the food, because we're getting used to that catered breakfast in the morning. Oh, man, that crew,
and
they're wonderful.
We miss our friends.
Yeah, I would think so. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much fun.
It's life-changing.
I would
honestly
think so.
I think it is life-changing in a lot of ways, what you realize about yourself, what you realize about doing something for somebody else, and just your sense of place, just everything. It's life-changing.
So as we kind of bring the podcast kind of to a close, so Nancy, your mom's no longer with us, am I right?
No, right.
What would she think of you doing this? Is that my daughter?
She would be proud, but she'd also think I was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she would be very proud, because one thing she couldn't do is ride a bike with us with growing up. And so I think it would make her smile.
Do you feel at all when you're doing this ride a connection with your mom?
I thought about her a lot. I did think about her a lot. And I think that she's a person that struggled to have hope, but didn't really. So I think from what you said, Randy, I mean, I think that the ride helps a lot of people see that. That there's other people like them, too, because it is very isolating.
Yeah. Mm.
Ready?
Yeah. One last thing that's on the hope part. I was watching a boat parade up in Oxnard. And I said, that little bridge over there is where we cross when we come on our last day. So one lady says, you ride on that ride? And I said, yes. And she goes, my son was the honoree, you know, so many years before. And I said, yeah, I remember him. He ended up going to one of the camps, and he was a young teen. He did not want to go to the camp. Mm-hmm. His mom said, you're going. I don't want to go. I'm on those crunky old buses. Oh, no, it was a motor coach. And then his eyes kind of opened up. He found out he was not alone.
Yeah.
It changed the way he felt about himself because his mom said that he was considering other ways of his life, maybe ending his life. Mm-hmm. But he now is someone who is coaching others and teaching kids how to use computers. So it changed him completely.
So the camp matters.
Yeah, camp matters. So that's one of the things that, you know, what we do when we help support kids to go to camp, it's life-changing and there is hope.
Well, Randy, I've always loved you as my colleague, such a special heart, and the fact that you're doing this for others with no connection at all to arthritis itself, I think is beautiful. So, Shannon, give me some closing thoughts here about the ride itself and your website. We should put that out there, too.
It's arthritis.org/California Coast Classic.
Is it too late to sign up for September?
Absolutely not.
You're
still have space available, Christine.
There's time. Oh, boy. What did I get myself into? Okay, so what else would you like to put out there before we close up the podcast?
I think that we've alluded to it's a life-changing experience yeah. to go on this ride, but it's also a life-changing experience. The lives that are changed because of the fundraising that we do and the work that we do. It's the leading event in the nation for the Arthritis Foundation.
Oh,
we raise over $1 million every year, and that translates into dollars to do public education, to send kids to camp, to fund research, and to really help people live their best lives.
Well, I've learned so much about arthritis itself that I didn't know, and the event itself that you've been doing, Randy, for how many years again now?
This will be the 11th year.
My gosh.
In a row.
All right, I'll have to make one more donation. I thought I saw an email from you to keep pushing on the donations, right?
That's right.
Yes. Okay. And Nancy, I have to wrap up with a little story on you.
Uh-oh.
You're not going to remember this at all.
Mm-hmm.
But many years ago, I saw you at a restaurant once. This could have been maybe 15, maybe even 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought you were so beautiful and had such a special energy. And when I saw your success with acting, I mean, I sometimes think I should be an agent. I was just so happy for it because I thought you were a star.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Wow. I would have tried harder for this podcast. Like, actually done my hair.
No, it's supposed to be video. Yeah. So it's so
thank
nice.
Thank you. I appreciate the compliment.
Super excited when you came on to this podcast.
Thank you.
All right, so the event is the Arthritis Foundation's California Coast Classic Bike Tour. More information at arthritis.org. Thank you so much for being on the Olympic and Bundy podcast. And thank you to the gentleman who donated our music, DJ Reaper. We'll close it out with our producer, Oscar Flores.